it's done.
Connor McDavid! It's not real!
The goal of the year?
Panarin!
Part of the past. The celebrations? Forgotten. The history?
Vegas Golden Knights!
History. We're back to a blank slate. Clean ice. All that matters now is what happens next. The Stanley Cup Playoffs.
Eastern Conference Final begins Wednesday.
Tennessee could go into the season with three open scholarships. That, to me, sounds bizarre that you wouldn't use your full allotment of scholarships. I want to dive into it, but on today's tough question, and we can get this on our YouTube page, something to the effect of, hey, is Rick Barnes making a mistake not filling out his roster? No, Tennessee's fine with what they've got. Rick Barnes knows what he's doing. Or yes, you need everybody you can get. Caleb, this struck me as incredibly weird, having covered football recruiting for so long. This isn't common, is it? Teams don't go into the regular season with 10 players instead of 12 on scholarship, which is the allotment, do they?
No, and you know what's really weird about it is, to me, Rick Barnes, this is almost a way of thinking like it's the old days where you were recruiting four-year guys and expected them to be around. I guess back in those days, you did worry about wasting a roster spot. But in the era of college basketball, where there's way more attrition than college football already, and in the era of the transfer portal, do you really worry about wasting a roster spot anymore?
No, because it's totally kosher to nowadays say that, hey, bud, I got bad news for you. You can't play at this level. You used to not be able to get away with that. You can now. It's changed completely. Brought to you by The Hemp House, the premier hemp dispensary online, with a wide variety, great selection, and strict standards to ensure you only receive the best in CBD or Delta products. That's HempHouseChatWith2Ts.com. Use the promo code HOOK for 10% off. HOOK for 10% off. HempHouseChatWith2Ts.com. I guess the question is, Rick Barnes waiting on one player. And I think we know who that player is, but waiting on any one guy is scary to me if I'm a Tennessee fan.
Well, let me ask you this, Dave. I've looked at Chaz Lanier's numbers. I believe he is a guy that could immediately be an elite player at the Tennessee level. That's who we're talking about. He's going through NBA draft workouts now. He's a North Florida transfer from Nashville, for those who don't know. Everybody's waiting on him. Other schools are in play now. Would you rather try to fill all three scholarship spots or use all of that energy, all of that capital, and all of the NIL money that you have left to just try to get Chaz Lanier?
See, it's my understanding if you get Chaz Lanier there, from some people I told to within the program, there are a couple more that will fall in place. So really, it's him. I mean, it's down to one guy to get those couple of more to fall in place, and then you've got a full roster, and this seems like a silly conversation in a month. But right now, you're waiting on a young man, and the latest report by On3 is that Kentucky could be in the lead for this transfer guard. Now, that would be the worst of the news, right? If he's supposed to bring a couple of his guys with him and he ends up at Kentucky, then where's Tennessee? Is Tennessee playing with 9 scholarship players? I mean, surely not. I guess I could understand from 12 to 11, but any lower than that just seems like bad roster management to me.
Yeah, particularly when if you have 9 scholarship players and they can all be valuable, fine. I know it's not football, but injuries do happen. I mean, Zakai Ziegler is a season removed from a season-ending ACL injury.
It was funny how you mentioned that because Dalton Kinnett got hurt this year. It seems like it's happening in basketball actually more often. The show represented by Banks & Jones, Tennessee's trial attorney, play to win. Banks & Jones. Why Banks & Jones? Other lawyers say they'll go to trial. They won't. They'll settle for less. Banks & Jones ready to go to trial for you, Tennessee's trial attorney. So is it a red flag? If not Lanier, or if not somebody else is a member of this class, if they basically go into the season with what they have, is that a red flag for Rick Barnes?
I think Barnes is making a mistake with that. I will say this. I will say this in defense of Rick Barnes, and it's a little bit different depending on the program you run. But if you're an elite recruiter and you get talent, you can be the type of coach who adapts to your personnel and chemistry. Is that fair to say, Dave? Like, if you can actually get the talent, you can be the adapt to your personnel type of coach. If you don't have the talent, you need the you need to run a specific system type of coach, and you need to recruit who can build that system. I think Barnes is getting enough talent now to where he can adapt to his personnel, which allows him to be selective about the players he chooses. It's very similar to, I bring this up all the time. I mean, Tennessee football in the 90s, David Cutcliffe was a master of adapting to his personnel, but he was able to do that because Tennessee got whoever they wanted, whenever they wanted on the recruiting trail. So he could have the multi-set offenses with Heath Shuler or the pro style with Peyton Manning.
Yeah.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Peyton Manning, what do you think of Chaz going to the G League?
They're like, that is total bullshit.
He's not going to the G League. NIL money could pay him more at Tennessee. I don't know what's going to happen with the G League, but I tell you what it scares me of, and nobody's told me this. I'm reading the tarot cards from the outside, is that he's trying to find leverage to get more money from his chosen school. You know, I always get worried about a guy who's tripping over nickels when billions are at play. I know that's a Calipari saying, but I think it's a good one. I hope he's not just thinking he can use the G League for reference for leverage. I hope that's not the case, but there's no way that Tennessee couldn't pay him more than the G League.
Well, let's break down how you could be tripping over nickels in search of millions. In Chaz Lanier's case, he may already know where he's going, and he's thinking about the draft, but he's saying, you know what? I might as well try to leverage what I can get NIL-wise before I make my commitment. How often do we see coaches do that, Dave? Coaches who we know are staying at the spot they're at, but they're like, oh, you know, this school has offered me, or this school is entertaining me, and they do that to get a contract extension, don't they? Or a salary raise. It happens all the time.
Yes, but this is the equivalent of doing that with, like, a middle school team.
I get it, but with Chad, if you're Chaz Lanier, I guess the way he's thinking is, I can max out some of the leverage. Look, guys, he's not going to the G League. If for anything, no.
I mean, that's my point. It just seems like he's wasting time and being a.
But that's not going to hurt. That's not going to hurt him from an NIL. That's not going to hurt his NFL and NBA draft, you know, prospects a year down the road. Tripping over nickels in search of millions is if you pick the wrong school based on NIL money and it devalues your draft stock. Chaz Lanier is not doing that. He's just seeing if he can maximize what he's getting with where he wants to go.
Right. But let me ask you this. If he's that upset with Tennessee and Kentucky money, whatever's being offered, and he goes to the G League to try to get leverage, you've got to question his intelligence, right? Because they only pay like $40,500 a year.
Yes. Also, because the G League will be there next year, and Chaz Lanier could turn himself into an NBA draft pick by playing at Tennessee or Kentucky, not going to the G League. So he could turn himself into getting much more guaranteed money if he goes to Tennessee or Kentucky or somewhere for next year.
Tennessee has NIL janitors that are making $40,500 a year. I mean, that's not
Coop here. First down.
Right. Thank you, Coop. Sorry. I don't know why you said that. That was the wrong drop. They have They have NIL janitors that are making that type of cash, so it's not going to be hard to get him $40,000. I just think it worries me about his grades, too.
I don't think Chad – look, he's not actually entertaining this. He's leveraging it. Danny White's probably seeing this and going to say, you know what, they're right, so I'm not even going to try to negotiate back. But Chaz Lanier is leveraging this. He has his plan in place. It's like the recruit in recruiting in college football where players know which school they're going to, but they want all the benefits of the recruiting visits, right? So they go to all the different schools and they get all the hostesses to show them around and all the fun.
Love the hostesses.
Love them.
Because of their knowledge of the campus. I hope he's not just trying to play leverage against Tennessee. That's not a good way to start a relationship. And the simple fact is, you're going again. It would be the equivalent of you saying that the Pal Post is hiring. So they have come at me, Caleb Calhoun, with an offer that I would be like, no, they didn't. I mean, I know the Pal Post has like 500 copies. I wouldn't go to the G League.
I don't think here's what I think he's going through the NBA draft workouts to increase his value. And here's what's happening. All right, I'm going to give you my conspiracy. Crazy Caleb takes coming. Crazy Caleb conspiracy coming. Y'all ready?
That's crazy.
I think he's outsmarting Mark Pope. Now, just hear me out on this, okay?
The head coach at Kentucky, for those that don't.
The head coach of Kentucky. Yes, I think he's committed to Tennessee secretly.
Hey, now.
I think he's doing the NBA draft workouts in the G League. I don't think he's let Tennessee know he's committed. He's doing all of this to get Mark Pope and Kentucky interested and lead them to believe they have a shot. And with Kentucky interested, he can drive up his NIL value for Tennessee.
Okay, we are known to break news. We are not saying we're breaking news. We are speculating here. But
this is total speculation.
Okay, let me throw out another speculation. What if he's at those G League games recruiting for Tennessee and Tennessee does know?
That's highly possible, too. That's very possible.
I was just told to watch out for that. But still, you would like for his decision to be made. For whatever reason, whether he's playing the system or the system's playing him, you would have liked to have seen this decision be made so Tennessee can go on with its business and think to themselves, hey, we get all of our scholarships this year. Because I still can't get beyond how goofy that sounds not to use all your scholarships.
I totally agree. And by the way, guys, for those questioning, Dave and I, if you want to know the difference between speculation and breaking, it was news last year when we told you Boo Carter's not committing to Colorado and everybody disagreed with us. They're like, oh my God, no, he's going to go to Colorado because of Deion Sanders and Coach Prime's amazing. And
I won't do the voice, but it was also news when they had a players only meeting, which I think I showed or proved to be a harbinger of things to come. And no, that did not come from Jacob or Cooper, which everybody just naturally thought. So, yeah, we're speculating in this regard.
This is all speculation and conjecture, yeah.
I don't think it's bad speculation at all. I don't think it's bad speculation, and I think it's pretty intriguing.